Now, guys, it's 11:45 on Thursday, and I want you to know that at this time each week from here on in, we're going to be doing a segment called Interview with an Artist. Now, that artist might be a painter, a sculptor, a dancer, a writer, a composer, anyone who's working professionally in the creative sphere. And to kick us off on our very first Interview with an Artist, we have someone who I'm going to give you an insight. She's also a dear friend of mine, the wonderfully talented Samantha Hoblin. Samantha, how are you?
Hello, Willie. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. It is so good to have you here. I'm so honored as well that you are our first Interview with an Artist profile.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, let's get into it. So you are a painter. Describe your style for us.
I am. So my style is full of colour. That's kind of the baseline. I have tried doing neutrals and it just doesn't feel like me. So I am an abstract colour filled artist, I would say.
I love it. And where do you get your inspiration from?
Everywhere. So nature. I think that sounds so contrived. Oh, I get it from nature, but it's true. Particularly in spring, there's so many beautiful colours blooming at the minute. So I kind of find that I'm snapping random things on my phone and then I go back to it. And certainly, I definitely get inspiration from other artists as well. And just like sometimes there'll be a colour combination that I go, oh, that is incredible, and then I'll put those two tones. That might be the starting point
of
the painting. Yep, exactly.
Awesome. Can you remember when you sold your first piece?
Oh, yes, of course. It's like the first time you fall in love, Willie.
How was it? Do you remember who you sold it to? What was it?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It was the first night I had decided to make a go of being an artist, and I uploaded my art to a wonderful platform that celebrates Australian artists called Blue Thumb Art. And Cherie Clonan, who lives in Melbourne, I woke up to a message the next morning saying she had bought my art overnight. So while I slept, Cherie Clonan, who is an absolute legend and I'm so grateful for, bought my first piece. And I will never forget that feeling. And
I love it.
I will always think of her.
What did you think you would be when you were 5?
Oh, great question. I probably thought I was going to be a professional swimmer because I was really good at diving into my pool. We lived on the Gold Coast at the time. So I think I thought we spent a lot of time at the beach and and in the pool, so I probably thought I was going to be a professional swimmer because I was pretty great when I was 5.
That is gold. That is gold. Okay, 4 more questions. Who are the artists you admire?
So Ken Doane is probably the first one that comes to mind. Just so ahead of his time, so iconic, such an amazing ambassador for Australia and Australian art, and I think his use of colour back in the 80s was amazing as it is today. I really love an artist called Jade Chandler. She lives out in Buckhalden in Western Queensland, and I love that she's created a platform on social media that she lives out west. She's a farmer's wife and she does her art out there, and it's beautiful contemporary landscapes but beautiful use of color. So
nice.
Those are my two. I could keep going.
Yeah,
I could really keep going for the next half hour on who do I love. But those would be my two that I think of right now.
I love it. Okay, who's your biggest fan?
My husband.
I love it. Who's your biggest critic?
Myself.
Yes,
I think we're all our greatest critic. We need to get out of our own way and just do it and just give it a go.
Okay. Last question. What are you working on at the moment?
Oh, I just started a piece the other day. It's school holidays at the minute, and I have 3 small children, as you know, home with me. So I was really excited to start a piece the other day, and it's got some really nice kind of pinks and oranges and yellows to start with. I've got no idea how it's going to turn out, but I think I've got 2 layers down and probably 10 to go.
I love it. Samantha Hoblin, thank you so much for being our first ever interview with an artist. Where is the best place for people to find your art or see your art?
Thank you, Willie. So the best place is 2 places on Instagram. My handle is Samantha Hoblin. That's spelled H-O-B-B-E-L-E-N.
Yep.
Or on Blue Thumb Art, and same thing, just search my name. And that's where you'll find me.
Awesome. And you do both commissions and also like you kind of paint for yourself, but you also do
sell. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And I think commissions can be something that are a bit scary to new collectors, because some people need to, you know, have a connection to the art straight away. They see it, they love it, and others are confident to go, okay, I think I trust this artist enough to create exactly what I want, which is a beautiful experience as well.
Yeah, awesome. All right, I'm going to let you get back to the canvas. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us.
Willie, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Bye, lovely.
You too. Bye. Bye.